Right, fantastic. Firstly, I'd like to know who I'm speaking to, so name and job title, please.
Yeah, it's Gordon Dewar, Chief Executive, Edinburgh Airport.
Hi there, Gordon. Firstly, I'd just like to find out the basic numbers, who, sort of how many people are flying in and out of Edinburgh over Easter.
Yeah, well, massive numbers, actually. 80,000 passengers are going to depart the airport, heading off largely at Sun Air Climbs and off to see family and friends, and about 69,000 people coming in to replace them. So, thankfully, Edinburgh's still going to be a busy place.
And how much busier is that than usual?
Well, that was actually, over this particular Easter weekend, that's 18% up on last year, because it's the combination of both the Easter break, but also it falling on the start of the school holidays. So we get that concentration of people getting away right over the weekend and at the start of the holidays.
And where are people flying to this year?
Well, it's sort of a fairly broad mix, but you're getting the hot places like Malaga, but you get city breaks in Paris, Amsterdam, Dublin, Berlin's all been very very popular. But we're also seeing more further afield. As you know, we've gone from one long-haul route 3 years ago to 7 long-haul routes this year. So people are actually making opportunities to go as far as Istanbul and on, or into the Middle East, or even the Far East.
And what is the airport doing to prepare for the larger numbers of customers this weekend?
Well, obviously, we're gearing up on all of our sort of key support functions, check-in. We're making sure that everyone's ready to go there. We've got a new check-in process for a number of airlines, which has made the process work much smoother with less queues. Security, we've got ready to max out on all of our staffing and the number of lanes available. But we continue to ask people to come prepared. It makes a huge difference if people have got their liquids out separately and are prepared to have their laptops and so on, just to make sure that we spend the minimum time getting you through the process and the maximum time of enjoying what we have to offer at the airport and, of course, getting away on your holiday.
And are there any delays or problems forecast this weekend?
Nothing forecast. I mean, clearly, you know, you get little ripples as you go through, but there's nothing that we're aware of that's going to give us a significant issue. And we hope that the vast majority of people get away without any problem.
That's fantastic. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's fine.
That is absolutely brilliant. If you guys could